This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks for calling Best Buy. This is Lena. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tara. I'm giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
Okay.
What was your name again?
My name is Lena.
Lena? Okay, hold on one moment. Alrighty. That FMS is 761-43202.
761-43202.
Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce the name. I can't spell it all the way out for you once you have it loaded up.
Let's see. Oh, that's an easy one. I'm just kidding.
You're right, that's all right.
The name is really long.
Right.
So we're going to say that we did.
Okay.
But if you can confirm the address for me.
Of course. All right, so this is 135 Hitchborn Street. The phone number is 617-459-0962.
All right, perfect. What can I help you out with today?
All righty. So the tech just advised me that the customer wants to switch the appliances to electric. And so they're taking the items back, and they need to set up an exchange for electric.
Okay.
Because I see they had gas appliances.
Oh, you know that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking everything back? He's not leaving the washer?
No, the washer and dryer is getting taken back. I was thinking that too. But he said both items are getting taken back.
All right. Can I place you on a brief hold while I call the client?
No problem.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, thanks for holding. The client is confused about the washer. He was telling the client something needed to be done with the washer. And the client is confused. The client ordered the washer cables.
Mm-hmm.
Or the hoses. So does he have in his notes at all of what she needs for the washer?
No, but give me one moment. I can just add them on the line.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Ethan, are you still here with me?
Yep.
All right, so I added you on the line. Was there something wrong with the washer? Did you, with you taking it back?
Say that again?
I said, was there something wrong with the washer? The reason why you took the washer back as well, or did they tell you they wanted, like, what happened with that? Because the customer said she's confused.
Yeah, we only do the washer if we install the dryer.
Okay.
Okay. Not sure why that is. The client has a washer install, so we could have done the washer install and the dryer could have just changed on its own.
Yeah, that's between you and XVO. They don't pay us to do the washing machine. They only pay us to do the dryer.
Okay. So other than that, everything was fine with her order. She didn't need anything. She had the washer hoses. It was just because you didn't install the dryer, you took the washer.
Well, no, she needed water hammer arresters installed for the washing machine. I informed her of everything she needed.
Yeah, that's why she's confused on the other line, and that's why I'm just trying to get clarity. Okay?
Yep, the valves are good. She just needs water hammer arresters installed.
Water hammer
arresters. Yeah, just they're pressure absorbing devices. They're state code.
The water hammer. So she needs to call a plumber.
All right, that's the code of it.
Water hammer arrester.
Arresters.
Arresters, yep. I wrote it all down for her.
Oh, you did write it all down for her?
Yeah, okay. I gave it to her landlord downstairs. Yeah,
oh,
I wrote it all down for her on my business card for her. Yeah, I wrote everything that if she was going to stick with gas, what she would need to be code compliant. And I just told her she already has the plug there for the electric, so she wouldn't have to do anything if she wanted to. So she still said she'd look at it when she got home from work.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to click back over to the client, if you don't mind, if I can put you on a small hold.
No problem. All right, Mr. Ethan, the only thing we're waiting on right now is that breeze code.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and get your trip charge on here, okay?
Okay.
And the routing number is 062 40 in the middle.
I think I'm so now.
Yeah.
If you were a woman, this is you right here.
All right. Thanks for holding.
All righty.
All right. I have that case number for you.
I'm ready for it.
It's going to be 283.
Mm-hmm.
283.
34-6517.
Yep. 6517. And who are you speaking with?
This is Lena.
Oh, Lena. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm on the same thing. All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you guys. Thank both of you. Have a good day.
You as well, and thank you guys both for calling XPO.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.